Hi, we're Bigfoot Yancey. Stay tuned for our Small Studio session up next.
Small Studio is made possible by a grant from the Herbert Simon Family Foundation and with support from Nito Art Shop and Sun King Brewery.
Channels on the old tube TV screen, sitting on the dresser right in front of me, mostly snowy little mash on the screen, in this greasy motel room, 20 hours on a darkest highway drive, faces older from collecting highway lines, and in the distance I seen the Tejas sign. Only 400 miles left to go. Down, 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 or sitting somewhere in San Antonio. I'm on my bedside just staring at my phone. It ain't ringing, cause there ain't nobody home. On the other end, it's time, feeling low, down. It's San Antonio. Salvation call to lift me up out of Texas to anywhere at all. Maybe home, or at least to Arkansas. But this goddamn thing, it just ain't ringing. It ain't ringing at all. I'm sitting somewhere in San Antonio. San Antonio.
All right. Woo! We did it. Great job.
We did it.
Nice job, boys.
Oh, I used to be so good, and I used to be so strong, and I lost it all somewhere on the way back home. have a smile. And I used to walk with pride. And I lost it all somewhere on a Texas lawn. Won't you take them feelings, take them and run. Head on down to the hills where your family's from. So strong, and I lost it all somewhere on the western line. And I used to have a smile, and I used to walk with pride, and I left it all somewhere in the great unknown. Won't you take them feelings, take them and run. Head on down to the hills where your family's from. Won't you take them feelings, take them and run. Head on down to the hills where your family's from. Won't you take them feelings, take them and run. Head on down to the hills where your family's from. Won't you take them feelings, take them and run. Head on down to the hills where your family's from.
If you're watching out there, give money to WFYI, and everywhere around the country, give it to your local public broadcasting station. It's important. It's important for your kids, your grandkids, and the whole world. This one's called Downtown Girl. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Ready now?
Ready.
Flanger?
Ready.
For ready.
Again.
I left town on a Sunday, sometime in the afternoon. Westbound Nebraska, with only thoughts of you. Sometimes I feel so empty, and I don't know where to go. I'm living in my shell, a million miles from home, a million miles from home, and blue, blue clouds over Dakota. And I caught you smiling over my shoulder. But it takes more than that to build a happy home.
Nailed it.
El Paso. Always ready?
Well, Lauren's already playing it.
I already started that, you guys.
Calm down, Marty Robbins. 1, 2, a 1, 2, ready, go.
Down on the border, accidentally crossed that line. I throw the van in reverse, Mexico, don't you pay no mind. And out here in the desert, with them critters and them snakes, yeah, I'm singing to the canyons as they echo all my mistakes. And I don't even know if I'm gonna rest my head. Don't you even ask about tomorrow. For the time being, I found me a bed. I'm down, way down in El Paso. Oh, the bumping and the wailing of them mariachi bands. And this old motel shakes from the weight of them jet engines. And I saw a shady figure leaning outside on my wall. Well, please don't test my trigger finger, son. Saul didn't take it off. I don't even know if I'm gonna rest my head. Don't you even ask about tomorrow. For the time being, I found me a bed. I'm down, way down in El Paso.
So the new Bigfoot Yancey album, Hills, featuring 12 cannot miss tracks, is available now. You can download it at BigfootYancey.com or go to your nearest Square Cat vinyl in Fountain Square, which we built ourselves.
Vinyl records will be available.
Y'all ready?
Chart topping good lips.
We sure are an awkward bunch.
I got one, yeah.
That banjo tuned up?
Yes, sir.
Got that big old violin ready to go?
It's ready.
Well, thank you very much for listening and watching us. We are Bigfoot Yancey. This song is called Say What You Mean.
Folks I run around with on the town. No, I don't. From an outside eye, it seems that working life has got them down. We spend another night hiding from the rain in a dirty dive. A broken soul. Try to will yourself back home. still swimming through your dreams. So it seems, but you spend the whole damn day floating in between a thousand sheets.
To the wind, baby.
And the minute hand's been slow, time moves like molasses when you ain't proud. What you gonna do now? Will you spend another night? The people you don't like stumbling around. And there in lies a difference between saying what you say and what you mean. Herein lies a difference with you. I'll never understand why you do what you do. What you mean? Herein lies a difference with you. I'll never understand why you do what you do. So say what you mean. Say what you mean. Say what you mean.
Woo!
Thank you very much. We are Bigfoot Yancey. Download our album at BigfootYancey.com and contribute to your local public broadcasting station.
It's pretty good, guys. That's a wrap.
And now an interview with Bigfoot Yancey from WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer.
Tell me how long you guys have all been together as a group.
As a group, almost 3 years. We met Kevin here 2 years ago.
Almost to the...
Just
month.
The other day was the two-year anniversary.
And is it another one of these stories where a couple of you were in one band and somebody else was in another and you just came together? Or how did you create Bigfoot Yancey?
We did this big outdoor EP release for our debut EP, and Kevin just kind of stumbled through the crowd up to us afterwards. Like, you guys need a bass player.
That was it. There was we have this little video going around on Facebook about like how we met, and it depicts me as being extremely inebriated, but I don't think I was that bad. I really can't remember. If that tells you anything.
How did you come up with the name?
Oh, I used to live on the road as a expediter. It's really not that exciting until I... Well, let's see. I used to go to Texas like 3 times a week, and I would pass this interstate sign that would say Bigfoot Yancey. It was like pointing 2 different directions to 2 different towns, Bigfoot and Yancey. And it was when I was almost to Laredo, Texas. I kind of had that as my home base away from home. And I just passed it so much. I was like, that's a really cool name. And I called Lauren and Jaron one day. I was like, we're going to start a band, and this is going to be the name. And they're like, all right.
And I called back, and I'm like, I'll meet you guys in a year.
And this is the new album then, Hills?
That's it. That's our full-length debut album that comes out this Friday.
How long have you been working on it?
Like a year, over a year. Well, no. Getting everything done for the pressing of the CD and the vinyl was about a year. And then we're getting all of our merchandise, our vinyls being, it's coming out soon. It'll be here shortly, but then we got our CDs available, and then the digital download's going to be on the 28th.
April 28th.
Yep.
How did you decide the content for this album?
Well, most of those songs are a collection that I wrote while living in my van in various spots in the Southwest. One of them was written in Nebraska. Most of them were written in the Southwest, though. And a handful of them that were on the EP before, me and the other two guys used to play around campfires together. And they just kind of developed up until this point. When we added Kevin to the band, everything seemed whole. So we re-recorded a few and then put down these new ones that we had never really played out live before. So we just felt really comfortable. And we finished two songs while we were in the studio. And we actually didn't hear them until a year later when we decided to finish the album.
Yeah.
So one of the songs we're playing at our release show, we've actually never played live before. So.
And how did you know it was time to create an album?
Well,
a lot of people were asking.
Yeah.
They've been hounding us since the first one came out.
And we played them. We played all these tunes so much. Well, except for that one that we haven't played at all live. We played it so much that we kind of developed that sound.
Or, yeah.
You know, like got comfortable with the song, created the parts that we needed to make it sound like original or, you know, true to us.
Yeah, we've been just working at our own pace. I think a lot of bands try to push albums, and I don't know, they just try to throw stuff out there maybe as filler, but we just feel really proud about all 12 of these songs.
Where do you feel that your music fits in the Indianapolis music scene?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Yeah,
because we don't exactly know.
Yeah.
We always get these questions like, what kind of genre are you? How would you label yourself?
Right.
And I just say, if you label us, you negate us.
Off-cuff bluegrass. I don't know.
You just negated us. I'm not sure. Americana, bluegrass, folk.
Hillbilly music. No, I don't know.
Hillbilly, citybilly music?
Citybilly music, yeah.
I don't know.
What does it help or hurt to have Square Cat Vinyl as your business when you're in the music business?
Definitely helps.
Definitely doesn't hurt.
Yeah, we meet a lot of awesome people that way. I also put on the Virginia Avenue Folk Fest, so that helps insanely, too. The amount of networking we do with musicians and other venues is insane because of all this stuff. It's just been a whirlwind the last 3 years when all this stuff began. They all just build on top of each other.
Talk a little bit more about that, about why you established Square Cat with the things that you offer there and how maybe it's became even more than you thought it was going to be, or less than you thought it was going to be, or right where you thought it would be?
Well, I kind of dream big, so I'm right about where I thought we would be as far as Square Cat. The band started first, then the Folk Fest, and then we created Square Cat as a production company, and then we always wanted a spot on Virginia Avenue downtown, and it just so happened that we got in right across the street from the Hi-Fi, one of the best music venues in the Midwest, and it's just been a great launching point for us. We've been selling all kinds of records, and we do live shows like twice, three times a week there. So,
yeah, Record Store Day was just on Saturday, and it was I run sound there.
Yeah.
And it was packed all day.
It was insane. So between me booking the shows and Kevin running sound for these touring bands that we have in there, we're just networking like crazy. So,
is that something new for bands to network like that, or is it just now that you have a place you see it even more so?
I don't think band networking is new, but we've just had the honor and privilege of having a better handle on it. I don't know why we were chosen by the universe to be in the position we're in, but it's been really good to us. All of this has the city.
I think it was because of the drinks that I had that night that I still
maybe that was part of it.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Is there one song off the new album that you really want people, if they can't listen to any other one, is there one song on here that you want them to listen to really know who Bigfoot Yancey, what you're all about?
Well, I've got a favorite.
What's your favorite, Kevin?
You go first.
You go first.
I really enjoyed playing and actually listening to Blue Clouds because it's really different from all the other songs that Mike has written, and that's probably the first one that Hills was actually the first one that we kind of all, as a group, played together mm-hmm. at once and all kind of put our piece and instrumentation behind his vocals. But Blue Clouds it's just a completely different sound, I think. It's very moving. It's very spatial. I think it's a pretty good seller right there.
I think it's fair to say that that might be my favorite song too, and that kind of links us with the rest of the music industry. It that song takes us out of just a simple bluegrass or folk genre with the instrumentation, the landscape that we create in that song. So I'm really interested to hear what people think of that song and the album as a whole.
What happens next? Do you take this album and tour with it? Do you just keep doing what you're doing, or
we hope so.
Work on the next album?
We're going to try to tour. Everybody's so busy.
Yeah,
I'm sure we can make time for it. Right now we're scheduled to play a ton of Indiana music festivals over the course of the summer, like our Folk Fest and the John Hartford Festival, the River Roots Fest, things like that.
Gnawbone. Gnawbrew.
Yeah, we're headlining Gnawbrew Fest in September down in Gnawbone, Brown County, Indiana, which is, that's very special to us, that and Hartford, because the song Hills is actually about Brown County. That's where my family's from. They settled down there in the 1800s, and I just have strong ties there, and we camp there. We used to play campfires a lot there, and we kind of revolve around those hills of southern Indiana.
Kind of,
a little bit.
I'm not from Indiana originally, but...
You're a
I'm a nomad.
Part-time Hoosier now.
Yeah.
An adopted Hoosier.
Right.